10 what? Minutes. Well, 9 minutes. It's about to turn 10 minutes. Gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Hour. Good morning, Lakers, and welcome to What's Up, Lakers? Yes, wow. It is the most fun show on this dial. Yes, yeah. I can tell you that because, you know, we're paid to just make noise. Yeah. Thank you, management. God bless you. My name is Mary Ann Okun. As usual, we start off the show with a little bit of giggling and laughter and shouting. We are sure very, very noisy. We don't mind.
We don't mind
it's okay.
At all.
I like it as long as my paycheck comes with noise maker on it. It's okay.
Does he actually call me that?
You know, it was in secondary school that you, if your name and appeared as noise maker, you know that you're in problem. Now, excuse me, sir. You call me noise maker. It's not going to pay me.
You get paid for it.
Exactly. Anyway, we'll start off the show as usual with our... Sound off. We get to talk about sound off on social, political, and other matters as far as these particular issues affect you and I, and they need to be harped upon. That's our job. We talk about it for you. So you might be, you know, grumbling about it. You might be even, you know, having a tete-a-tete with your partner at, you know, bedtime. Mm-hmm. Or you might just be having that conversation on your dinner table. But you see, we have the words. We have the know-how to present these issues, and we present it in the best possible way.
Bring it to the
core. Yes. So that those who have ears will hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And right after that, we'll go into our musings for the day.
All the what ifs. What could you? What would have?
And the stories that touch that we could have avoided.
Yes.
You know.
What could have been.
Yes. So we're going to be looking at something very incredible today on our musings. And right after that, we'll go into serious conversation. So every Wednesday till election, till 22nd of January, we'll be talking about PVC collection. We will do whatever it takes to make sure that people get their PVCs. Yeah. However we can help you, we'll keep talking about it on Wednesday, every Wednesday till the 22nd of January. How about that? We're here for you.
Sounds
like Starboy.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. You know.
We there for you.
So once again, welcome to What's Up Lagos. Up next is Sound Off, and right after that, we'll go into our musings. Info Girl is here.
Definitely here, sitting pretty.
Pink nails, pink top.
You know, you're also
pink glasses.
Pink. You're also wearing pink. Shocking pink for that matter.
Ooh, welcome to the show.
Life can be fun.
But the life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, yes, we are in VI. It's me and Crescent, to be precise, okay? And it's still What's Up Lagos. Let's sound off this morning. Now, on one of the national dailies, we saw this very interesting headline that, you know, did not necessarily just take my attention, but it worried me deeply. Now, apparently, political thuggery is escalating in Kano, Ekiti, Osun State, and several other states. Too many to mention. Now, in the last 4 years, political thuggery has increased in Kano, Ekiti, Osun, Nasarawa, and Borno states. A report by the Tony Blair Institute for Global Change mentioned this. Now, the institute had urged federal government and security agencies across the country to make sure that the 2023 general elections did not descend into violence. Now, because, you know, there's an already heated polity as a result of the ongoing campaigns, unless concerted efforts are made to maintain peace and ensure politicians respect the outcome of the election, 2023 may see a post-election period more similar to 2011 than 2019. Now, the report was headlined by a senior fellow of the Institute, Bulama Borkati. And I just want to stop there. If you want to read more into it, I think it's on the Punch newspaper this morning. But I want to use this opportunity. Like I said, since yesterday, I've been appealing. I'm appealing because, you see, it works better if we appeal to each other's sensibilities. We need one way or the other to avoid this kind of violence. Because I don't understand, what does he pay you and I if we're violent? And then one way or the other, we disenfranchise ourselves. Because you see, I said something yesterday. Who does he pay more if you don't show up to vote? Who does he pay more when they make you to believe that your vote doesn't count? But yet, they're bringing monies to buy it. This morning, I heard Sheriff talking about the fact that a video had surfaced of some politicians giving goodie bags, and then they were calling out the names of the things in the goodie bags. Even if you're like, even if you're one person, how long would you eat what's in that bag for? You can't do it for 4 years, can you?
Never.
So what exactly are we supposed to be doing right now as opposed to fighting ourselves? The people that are engaging in thuggery, the people who are fighting, burning INEC offices, you're Nigerians. They're not outsiders. And if they were outsiders, we should also make sure that outsiders cannot come into our country and cause mayhem. It's not. It's like me going to America and burning INEC office in America. They will burn me. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when we make those excuses that, oh, some people came from Niger, and no. What are we doing as Nigerians to protect Nigeria and the future of Nigeria? Because it's not enough for us to say, oh, security agencies. Security agencies have their job cut out for them. What about us? We need to protect our commonwealth. And it also means that those people who are engaging in thuggery, those people who are coming and beating up people, we should know their faces because they belong to our communities, to our areas.
That's right.
Let us not turn blind eyes or deaf ears on these issues that are happening. These people are from amongst us. What are we doing to rid ourselves of these people? And you that they are bringing 5K to, even if they give you 100,000, how long can you feed on that money? What can you possibly do with it? Somebody was making fun on social media that they blow the money on loud, whatever that means. Is that the future that you want for yourself? School fees is there. School has resumed.
Your bills to pay.
Yes. Can that little money pay your children's school fees? Can that money they're giving you to go and burn down INEC office to fight and cause trouble so that they'll say the government of the day is not doing its job? Can that money sustain you? And these guys who are giving you these monies, why don't they go do it? If it's such a great, prestigious job, why are they not doing it? Why are they giving you? Why are they subletting it to you? Do you think about these things? Exactly. If it was such a great job, why don't they do it themselves? It's their mess. Let them clean it up. You as a Nigerian, you need to start telling yourself, enough is enough. We cannot be used as pawns in the hands of these terrible so-called politicians. And that's Sound Off. We look like a girl band.
I know. I love it.
Sister Sledge.
Yeah. That's, sounds nice. I love it.
It is actually a band, darling.
Like, I'm feeling like a Roxine today. Roxine.
Roxanne.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, no. What is it, Roxanne?
Roxanne is the name.
Roxine is actually the one I know.
Who's Roxine?
It's like a movie. Have you seen it? Roxine. Oh, okay. Let's not do it today.
I was about to laugh out loud.
We look like a girl band for real. Pink.
Ooh. Like the Pink Panthers.
Let's do this. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, let's be serious. We have work. My name is Mary Anna Cone. It's still What's Up Lagos. Now, let's muse this morning. I have gisto. Let me do like Lagos. This story that I want to tell you,
This is your secret talent. For there's nothing anybody wants to tell me. There's nothing.
What do you mean?
You know, like, you need to see your face right now.
What?
The way you're making your face.
This is how my face
works all the time.
No. This is how my face
works. I can tell, like, when you're back from work and you just, when you open the door, people are like, everybody's ready for what you have to bring to
you. Are you trying to call me a gossip?
No, it's Ami, but gossip is still too
short. I broke. Anyway, I have gist for you guys, Lagos. You know that I always have the juiciest of gist. But when you're listening to this gist this morning, don't listen to it and take sides. I want you to
open mind,
tear it apart, pick holes if you must. But let's not just say, men have come. Or,
women have come.
Fear women.
Men will stay in your black.
No. I need you to listen closely and follow the messaging, okay? So this is a message a woman sent. She said, "My husband came home last week while I and the kids were in the living room watching a movie. He quickly sent them to bed. And then he called me inside and, you know, knelt and started explaining that he had impregnated a woman who is now threatening to ruin our marriage unless he agrees to send her abroad. Now, upon calculating the cost involved, he felt that we could actually use the money for ourselves. And that's why he came to ask me for forgiveness for cheating on me.
Okay. And it's not a prank. Okay.
Continue. Yeah. But then this is where the main crux of the matter is. She says, now, my problem is I don't know how to tell my husband that the woman is just a chronic liar. Because I am that confident because I know my husband is medically sterile. However, I'm scared to lose my marriage if he gets to know that the kids at home are not his.
No.
Yeah.
Why did you start this story by saying we should not judge? Why?
Hey! Mm-mm. I'll read the story again, Lagos. I need you to wear your thinking caps and analyze properly. Don't forget about what I've just said. Listen again. Pick holes and let's analyze. How about that?
Okay.
It's not a hard fact too. Okay. But these are some bits of
story.
Facts. It might just be one big story. Hello. Let me go back again quickly before we go on a break. It says, my husband came home last week while I and the kids were in the living room watching a movie. He quickly sent them to bed. He called me inside and then knelt and started explaining that he had impregnated a woman who's threatening to ruin our marriage unless he agrees to send her abroad. Upon calculating the cost involved, he felt we could use the money for ourselves, and that's why he came to ask me for forgiveness for cheating on me. Now, my problem is that I don't know how to tell my husband that this woman is just a chronic liar. And that's because I am confident and I know that my husband is medically sterile. However, I'm scared to lose my marriage because I don't want him to get to know that the kids at home are also not his.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm going to let you breathe, Lagos. We'll go for a quick break. When we come back, the show's just begun. Baby, drop the instrument. Still, what's up, Lagos? 32 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Mary Anacol, and I did read out a post by a lady, a married woman, and her married husband, and a lady that's in the mix, and some children who have also been caught in this crossfire.
But in your room, as we speak.
So we want Lagos to wade into this matter. And like I said, wear your critical hats. Now, we're not saying that you should just take sides blindly because already somebody in the studio is saying no.
Screaming.
No. Mm-mm.
What?
I'm going to read the message again, but I want people to call in. I've read it twice. I want to hear from you guys. What do you think? Because the woman is saying, I can't tell my husband because the kids are at home are not even his. And the woman who's saying that she's pregnant for him probably is lying because, you see, I know that my husband can't have children. And the children I have are not his.
Oh, my gender. Why though?
0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. I wanted to say tea. You see, because we have hot tea this morning. Don't let it burn your tongue, okay? And if you are a lady, the gender we're talking about, hello. 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. You can also tweet at Nigeria Info with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. Send us a WhatsApp message. We really want to hear from you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Mary Ann and Yaku, I greet you people.
We greet you back.
I like you bringing this our topic that is making our breath be high. Well, let that man and his wife go and DNA. Let them go and do DNA for that liar. And his wife, we say, you know how you go take tell him. Please, she has to open up. She don't have any option than to open up. Because if I remember, and if you make me vex, as anointing has turned on me now. If I talk with now, I go talk. Go make her vex. Let her open up and let her DNA. That's why I like.
We tell her.
Yes, now you have to tell her.
Yes, we do that.
Okay, thank you, comrade. Thank you so much. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just the life. Good morning.
This is Bonnie Friday.
Okay, Friday. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll ask my husband, babe or honey, are you sure that that child is yours?
But he's sure. That's why he's come to beg you.
No, I mean the wife. I'll ask my husband.
And that's what we are saying.
How are you sure that you're only one sleeping with the baby? Or how are you sure that that child is yours? Okay. If you are sure, then wait until she delivers, then do DNA test. Smart. If the child is yours, bring the child home. We are going to turn it together. So that's my reply to my husband.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Don't forget, there are two sides to this story, if not three. There are three sides to this story, and then there are bits and pieces that we all need to piece together. So like I said, be thinking about this before you call. Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos? Oh, sorry about that. Please call us back if you can. Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Hey. Cheers alive.
Good morning.
Well, when I heard you read this gist, I was like, Akbarakbombe. Okay. It's hard though, but for me, okay, first off, I cannot say for me because I cannot cheat on my husband. But let's say the deed has been done. If you were my sister, no, God forbid, if you were my friend, okay, my advice for the person is simple. I'll tell her to just ask the husband details so that she could have heart-to-heart talk with the woman.
Really?
Well, when she goes, wait now, if we want to find out something. Mm. So if the husband gives her details, I also tell the husband not to tell the wife, not to tell the girlfriend I'm coming. So she just have heart-to-heart talk. So I will take the woman, advise the woman, like when she meets with the girlfriend, let her act like she's a friend.
You watch a lot of movies.
This thing is actually looking like a movie as well.
Exactly.
So I'll just tell the person, I'll tell her that I'll just make sure that she doesn't know that I am a wife to the guy, and then we talk heart to heart, and then I'll tell her, let's go for a DNA, that I don't know, stuff like that. Just find out, Sha. But one thing I know is
that... And you think that she's going to just follow you like that, Sha?
What is another thing again I'm checking is, what if the man...
Knows,
I want to find out if
Thank you. Now you're thinking. Now you're thinking.
But if the man knows and...
I like that you stopped, and because it's very easy for us all to say, do this, do that.
Tell your husband, open up.
What if he's realized these kids are not his and he's playing a prank on you?
And she's saying that she's very sure that woman is not pregnant. What if she's actually pregnant?
Again, what if a miracle happened
that
and her husband is able to impregnate a woman now? But I have so many questions. I'm just going to let you talk, Lagos, and then I will bring my questions, my teasers. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
What's happening?
Manage it like that. No wahala. Go on.
We never even chop this much.
It is well.
So I beg, that lady should just open up. Even make you forget that woman. Oh, nah, oh, be the main cocoa.
But she says she doesn't want to lose her marriage, so why should she open up?
She should open up. The husband has opened up, so she is an opportunity for her to say, you no need to verse. So you are your own, a small case. See my own case.
No.
I was trying to help our marriage, to keep this marriage, to make it work. That's why I did all this. So it's a confession time for both of them. And then it could be that even the husband is using that opportunity to find out, because maybe he has gone to do test, or he knows before then. And the wife has not, or he has been waiting for the woman to confess. So he brought up this one to know whether she's truly a good wife, to accuse him or, you know, follow up or anything. So she should just confess and be plain. Two of them should just go see their maybe sponsors in marriage or godfather, whatever, however.
Okay. Thank you very much. We have some messages. I want to hear those messages. Then we'll go back to the phone lines.
Okay. This guy, Muhyiddin, he says, the fear of the female gender is the beginning of wisdom.
Indeed.
A man have been boxed to a corner for being truthful, and a daughter of Eve... That's you.
Nah.
Wants our honest advice. Give me the phone number of the man so I can tell my brother what to do.
My mother's name is not Eve. Point of correction.
Oh. This one says, good morning, ladies. The matter on ground is simple. He should go for DNA test to ascertain if the child of the other woman is his or not. As for the children of his original wife, she should move
in with her children to the house of the man that impregnated her. John Ishule says that.
So it's just going to be casting left, casting right.
Who's not in the middle?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Life. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Tumbas from Ogudu.
Okay, go ahead. What do you think in this situation?
What I think, it's just a question I want to give for that woman.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, how many men is she sleeping with? If not, there will not be caution to us of that case that they want to go. Either I am the person that have it. Or
so which of the women are you directing this question to? Because there are two women in the case now. We have the wife and then the side chick. So who are we talking about?
I'm directing it to the wife.
Hey, okay. All right.
Yeah. So let them ask the wife, is she having somebody after her husband? If not, if there is trust and there is no going out anywhere, I don't think this discussion will.
What are we saying? We trust. The woman is saying that the children that she has, they don't belong to the man. You're talking about trust. We trust, sir.
Okay, there is not any trust there now. Hence, it doesn't belong to the husband. That means the children is not for the husband.
She has clearly stated that. But thank you very much for your thoughts and your comment. For those who are just joining us, may I do you the honors of reading the story all over again? How about that? Okay, so this is a story that was posted by the woman who's a wife of the husband who cheated on her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she says, my husband came back home last week while I and the kids were in the living room watching a movie. He quickly sent them to bed. He then called me inside, knelt and started explaining that he had impregnated a woman who is threatening to ruin our marriage unless he agrees to marry her, or rather agrees to take her abroad. Upon calculating the cost involved, he felt that, you know, we could use this money for ourselves, and therefore he came to ask me for forgiveness for cheating on him, or for cheating on me. So now my problem is, I don't know how to tell my husband that that woman is just a chronic liar, because I am confident that my husband is medically sterile. He gets, but then I'm also scared that I would lose my marriage if he gets to know that the kids at home
are not
his. Hello.
2 to 3 children.
Hello.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I want you guys to listen. That's the story, but put it on the table. Let's piece it apart. So she's saying that her husband cheated on her. She didn't even know. Her husband came to say, Kasala don't bust. This woman is blackmailing me. She wants me to take her abroad, or she will come and tell you that, you know, we had an affair and now she's pregnant. So the condition is that I have to send her abroad. But I don't have that money. It's not that I don't have it, but I'd rather spend that money on you and our children. Underline the word, our children.
Mm.
Now, she now says, oh, wow, my husband is getting played. Because you see, I know that my husband, my dear husband, cannot impregnate any woman. I know this for sure.
Hmm.
But I cannot also tell him, because the children that are at home are not his.
They don't belong to him.
This reminds me of Jesus and the woman at the well of Samaria, telling her that the man that she's even living in the hour's wait is not even ours. Hello, are we doing church service this morning?
We are not.
Let's do it. What do you think? How do you even start to address this issue? I'm looking at an outsider looking in. How did you know your husband was sterile? Because there are people who may not be sterile, but they cannot have children.
It means they've been trying for some time.
Yeah, but you see, if we've been trying, then it's we. So we go to the doctor together. My husband will know that he is sterile. It's not hidden news. I can't. He's the one who's sterile. So the doctor tells him first, or tells us together. So I'm questioning that part of the story.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because the man, if he knew he was sterile, he would question you from day one about those kids. So
no.
How do you know? Hello,
the man would take the miracle, though.
madam.
In fact, he'll take it as a breakthrough, sir.
No, no. If the man knows he cannot have kids, they would have looked for other ways to have children, adopt or whatever.
She probably see now.
No. So what, from the story she's telling us, these kids are not his own, and she cannot tell him because she also doesn't want him to know that she knows that he's sterile. So you can't tell me that a man is sterile if he doesn't know. You as his wife, if you were an outsider, you know, it would have been different.
Mm.
But I'm saying sterility or being, what's the other word? You must know. It's a doctor that tells you that, oh, you have low sperm count.
No.
Or your boys are not marching.
So the thing is, the man knows that he's actually sterile. But after she got pregnant, he felt maybe like, maybe they've been trying things like herbs or something.
So they went for Holy Ghost night.
No, something like that. And then she gets pregnant, like, oh, it has happened. The miracle has happened. Second, third. I mean, he's not sure that he can give birth,
I like this theory. So it means that she probably lied that there was a miracle, but she slept with someone else.
Yeah.
You
know.
Let's go back to the phone line. 0700-993-993-993. I want to hear from you, Lagos. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Turn off your radio, please.
Yeah. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name, sir?
My name is Paul.
Yeah, Paul. Welcome, we have Paul. Painted all sorts of scenarios. Help us.
Yeah, I believe that the woman is not saying the truth. As the wife. And at the same time, the other lady might be saying the truth. And the both of them.
I don't understand. If the wife of the man knows that the man is not able to give her children, why would the woman outside be telling the truth?
How can the wife know and the man don't know? It's not possible. But if a man has issue, he's the first to know that they have an issue. Then he will pretend that he doesn't know. Some men will pretend as if, and the woman will go outside and have children. And later they will put the woman away and take their children. We have so many stories like that.
Yeah,
a man can pretend that he doesn't know that he has issue, cannot pregnant the woman. And maybe try a way for the husband, for the wife to go outside and have children. So that you pretend as if man is the one. And because we know that women pretend a lot. They would like to keep the marriage, they would like to have children outside. And many children are gotten outside without the man knowing that they have issue like that. But the man will know. The man must know that if you have issue, most men go personally to go and check themselves without their wife knowing.
Yeah, but even also in the process, the woman can also go to be crying to the doctor every day to check. And then doctor now say, "Pop, I had a conversation with your husband. He has low sperm count or he's sterile."
It is unethical for doctor to review the secret of...
But then both of them share the same doctor and it's a marital issue. It's not necessarily a personal... He doesn't have HIV, neither does he have hepatitis B.
In cases like this...
Because it doesn't matter, even if they are sharing the same doctor. It is what I want my wife to know about my health. The doctor can review.
But then are you being fair to your wife when your mother-in-law will be telling her that she's barren? You married a man and brought to this family.
The issue remains that I have seen a family like that, but the man will manage it well. He will not involve the mother-in-law into it because he knows that he cannot pregnant a woman.
Okay.
So he protects the woman. He protects their wife. But he might not tell your wife, but he will know that your wife is going outside to have those children.
Okay.
I've known somebody who has 6 children from outside. It's not the man. And it was the house care. He employed a Ghana man and he have all the children.
Ew.
And when the time comes, he sent the Ghana person away. And the children are still grown up now. They're still living together.
Wow.
Just wow.
He shook you?
He shook. I'm shook. Matter of fact.
So a lot of things happen behind closed doors. But I really wanted to bring this story so that we could all just be, you know, examining the different scenarios that could have been possible as a result of what this woman has said to us.
But I'm singing to my angle, though.
I'm sitting to my angle. I'm sitting
that
there.
You think that a miracle happened.
I feel like the man, sometimes, if you know what they say about the bad thing you don't know cannot do you any harm. So your wife comes and sells you the idea that she got pregnant miraculously and you're like, oh, but you didn't go to check at all. So you just assume that, okay, I can now do the thing. And so you go ahead and do it with somebody else and that person now is still deceiving you and you believe because your wife at home already has 3 kids that she says is for you.
Hey.
You know.
I agree to that point too. But we got messages. Let's take some messages.
Now, Gabriel from IKD says, what's up, Lagos? This matter with 3 laughing emoji. Well, 2 things can be done. Either she gives the money to the mistress or she waits till the mistress gives birth. And since he's sure for her husband, say, kini no dey work. No, okay, since he's sure for her, say, the husband kini no dey work. No wahala. I really don't advise she opens up. What if the man isn't mentally capable of handling that? 1, is infertile. 2, his 3 pickings aren't his. 3, his mistress won't use her make money. Oh, more. I mean, all I can really say to you is, oh, more.
Gabriel from Ikorodu, thank you for your message.
All right, Charles says, this man may know that the kids are not for him, but he's just trying to play smart on the wife, but they still fail for him, or they still fall for him, or something like that. I don't know what he means by that.
Yeah.
Miriam, hi, Miriam. As per the matter, can the husband be sterile without him knowing, but known to the wife alone? If yes, the wife can be said to be right.
That's what I'm saying. It's impossible. It's like me going for a test, and then they give the result to my husband, and I still don't know the results of the test. I will keep going to the doctor until he tells me what the result of the test is. It's not even possible. That's what I'm saying. That's where I started picking my holes from, that I can't have a problem. We've been going to the doctor. We're trying to see why we can't have kids. And then if we're united front, we go there and the doctor tells us, I'm sorry, I don't know, do you want your wife here to hear this? And then you say, yeah, we're family. And then he says, I'm sorry, your boys are not marching. Yes, it means that you're sterile. So maybe for some reason, there are some men who would say, no, I don't want my wife here. But that has to be done when your wife is not there. You can't tell your wife to leave the room when she knows what you went for. Do you understand? You can't just tell her to skip. She knows that you went for this test to check if you are fit to have babies or not. So you can't just tell her to leave the room. Somebody like me, I'm not going to say what?
Eh? What's going on? Especially when we know the matter on ground, they're actually here because they have a problem.
Exactly.
Like,
but then if you went for a random test without your wife, and then the doctor says to you, your boys are not matching, it's possible to keep it away from your wife. But I'm still saying there is no possibility that your wife will be the one that will take the result and you don't have the result. Is she going to go and forge another result from that same hospital and then give it to you and say, baby, you're okay? Doctor says you're okay. We can have babies. Blah, blah, blah.
You need to check.
I know that terrible things happen in today's world.
Mm.
But I'm just saying, if the doctors say I'm sterile, and something can, you know, I can't have babies, I'll go back to the doctor and say, I'll go with my wife. So what do we do? What are the other options?
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't know that he's sterile. And his wife just tells him everything. It's okay, you can have babies. I will still go back to the doctor. Okay, so doctor, if I'm okay, why are we not having babies? You see, I'm painting scenarios. It's not possible for someone to not know and still sit at home and say, since they say I'm okay. No, but you see what your wife is going through every day. I'm not married, so I'm painting a picture that I think, you know, is perfect. But those of you who are married, or if you've gone through that, you know, process before, help me out.
Who knows somebody who knows somebody.
Help me out. I'll take one quick call. Oh, no, I don't have time for that call. But
some people want you to post this on Facebook quickly. That's what you're saying. Post it on Facebook.
Okay. Our social media will do that right away. We'll be right back after this break. It's still What's Up Lagos. Don't forget, on the 11 o'clock hour, we're talking PVC collection. And we'll keep doing it till the 22nd of January. We no go tire. Steal the Nation. nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. 4 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. It's time for us to talk PVC collections. Yes, it's very important. We don't mind. We want to sound like broken records. Yeah, yes. If we're annoying you, go and collect your PVC. Shay, if you want us to keep quiet, go and collect your PVC. That's it. Anyway, before we start our conversation, because we have our guest already on standby, InfoGirl has some information
yes,
for us.
Yes, I have.
All right, let's get into the conversation proper. Our guest is Yemi Adamulekun. She is the executive director of Enough is Enough. That's EIE Nigeria. All right, she's been here before. The last time she was here, she talked about a platform that they had put together to help people or ease their PVC collection process. And now, INEC has thought it wise to devolve the PVC collections, bring it closer to you. And so you don't have any excuse. I hear somebody saying, please leave me with this, your PVC. We will not leave you until you go and get your PVC. Yeah, it's like when Joseph didn't let that angel go until he blessed him. He needed to bless him so he could go back to his work. Anyway, it's so good to have you join us this morning, Yemi. Happy New Year. I think that's in order.
Indeed. Happy New Year to you guys.
Yes. I know that INEC is also, I think on the first day, that was last week Friday, when they started this ward and registration center round, INEC had complained that people still didn't come out as they expected. And I guess the idea of taking it to the wards is so people don't say, well, we come to the local government and it's very difficult. Sometimes we leave and we can't get our PVC. But here we are. There are people who are still yet to get their PVCs. But let me shock you, Yemi, before you start talking. On Friday, when I had the INEC public relations officer on air, somebody called in to say, can I register? Can I still register?
Wow.
And sincerely, it was shocking for all of us. So we're like, really? She had a good laugh, just as you did right now. She was like, wow.
These are the
okay.
issues.
So yes, of course, these are the issues. But this is where the likes of, you know, Enough is Enough comes in. It looks like all the education that is out there is still not enough education in terms of civic education and voter education. What's your take on that?
I mean, it might not be, but I think it is what it is. So we are here now. You cannot register. Let's just get that out. Too late. You cannot move your PVC. Mm. If your PVC is missing, you cannot find it. Mm. If you cannot read what is on your PVC, they cannot change it for you. So let's just deal with that. Yeah. And I think, to be fair, also realizing that some people also don't pay attention. Mm-hmm. It's now when they see a candidate that they like. And I'm like, oh, okay, I can actually vote for this one. Mm. And then you realize that you can't register for a PVC. So, too late.
Too late. But for those of us who can and still have our PVCs in the custody of INEC, what should we be doing right now?
So, INEC has devolved it, as you said, to the ward level, which is to make it closer. So, think about it this way. There are 774 local governments and there are about 9,000 wards. Mm-hmm. So we've gone from having to go to 774 places to go to 9,000 places across the country. Mm-hmm. So the whole idea is that it's easier for you to get to. Mm-hmm. So as you said, they started that on Friday. It's supposed to end on Sunday, but we're pushing them to extend it for another week because in some places they just were not ready. Some cards are not ready. They're still printing cards.
Right.
We had a Twitter space with someone from INEC Lagos on Sunday. And he said that, and in other states as well, that has also come out. So because INEC is not fully ready, we're asking them to extend it by another week. But in the absence of that, in case they don't listen, we hope they do, but please, and the idea is just, it's closer to you at your ward level, go and get your card. So that's where we are.
Okay, so there are some issues, hiccups, complaints here and there from people, and that's what we're gonna be addressing today. Concerns, complaints, you know, people asking questions about what they need to do. I remember I was talking to somebody yesterday and the person's polling, ward was at Tikota and the person lives somewhere around Jakonde. So some of these wards can be a bit tricky.
So far.
Yeah, very far. But let's start with one of those that I have here. Ortega on Twitter says, and his tweet is to INEC, saying, I went to my ward, Ekete, yesterday at Udu local government area in Delta State. There was no sign of activity at the town hall. which is supposed to be the venue for the collection at the ward level. I asked the people around. Everyone said they have not seen INEC officials, not to talk about collecting PVCs.
Yeah, we've had reports of that. I mean, for example, in Edo, they actually didn't go because there was some violence in the area. Mm-hmm. So what the Edo Rec did was moved it back to the local government. So if some wards were problematic, they then said, well, we can't come to the ward. You still have to come back to the local government. Mm. For the person, I'm glad the person is on Twitter. On Twitter, INEC has shared the different addresses for the different wards and has also provided phone numbers for contact officers for those wards. So if you find the number, if you can go there, find your ward, call those numbers, and maybe they can provide information on what is happening, either maybe logistics or whatever it is that they have not shown up. But if you do still have a problem and not able to reach anyone, please just use EIA's complaint portal, rsvp.ng/complaints, and we will then take it up with INEC and can then provide you with a response.
Interesting. Emeka Amuta says, please, in a PVC collection center in Enugu, Enugu East Local Government Area to be precise, we were asked to thumbprint after collecting our PVCs. Is this right? There's a message going around that signifies we voted. Kindly confirm or refute this if it's wrong or right.
You can only vote on a ballot paper. Ballot papers have not been released. So where they told you to thumbprint, it didn't tell you to thumbprint in front of any party. So it doesn't mean anything in terms of your vote. By the same token, unless they ask you to thumbprint, let's say INEC had a list of names or a list of VIN numbers, and the thumbprint was a way for them, maybe it's in an area where a lot of people maybe might not be literate and they couldn't sign or write their names. Maybe it's a way of them, reconciling the number of people that have come to pick up their cards. I'm not quite sure what the situation is in that local government, but I know that INEC is trying to document who has picked up their cards so that it helps with their own records. We had 200 cards, 100 people have come, and this is evidence that they picked up their cards. Yeah. But don't worry, it's not a ballot paper. You did not vote.
Well, Lagos, the phone lines are open, by the way. Today, we're taking all your calls, your comments, your questions, your concerns. Feel free. This is all we're doing this hour. So 0700-993-993-993, that's number, general number to call. But if you're a lady, you can call 01465-7190. You can also follow the conversation on Twitter and or use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos, okay? Use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. That way we're able to see it. And you can send us a WhatsApp message also if you cannot get across to us on the phones. We're live facebook.com/NigeriaInfo99.3. We're also live on YouTube. Go there, drop your comments below the post. We'd like to hear from you. We have some messages on WhatsApp.
Somebody wants to know what the complaint email for INEC is.
Well, because we're talking to Enough is Enough, they have a portal that you could, you know, send your complaints to, and then they will, you know, send it to INEC. That's right.
But I can actually find out for those who are more comfortable. I mean, we sent it, to be fair, we set it up because a lot of people were complaining that INEC was not responsive.
Yeah.
So that's why we set it up. But if you want INEC's own, I will ask a colleague and I will share it before the show is on.
While the show is on. Okay, perfect. Okay. Yes. Well, we have another message, do we?
No, we do not.
Okay, no. All right, let's go to the phone lines. But before we do that, I have another message here. James Emeka says, I registered since last year. But getting to my ward today, the INEC officer told me that my card is not ready and I don't know when it will be ready for collection. And he posted a printout of his registration slip. But is INEC not supposed to be able to tell us and give us a time frame so we can also walk around when we can come get our PVCs if we have registered?
They should. And it's one of the things we had advocated on very early, especially they announced, for example, that cards will be ready from December 12th. Mm-hmm. And so our question to them is, you know, the cards that have not been printed, why did you just send those people messages so they stop like going to INEC offices 50 times and also add to the crowd that's at the offices? But we didn't do that. So unfortunately, you will have to go back several times. I will suggest that you go maybe towards the end of the PVC collection period. So if you've gone maybe in December or January, move it a bit closer, not last day, but move it a bit closer, because INEC has promised that everybody who registered and who is in their own database, so if you've checked online and you are in INEC's database, INEC has promised that everybody who registered will get their card. And we need to hold them to it. to produce cards for everybody.
So
the second thing, go ahead. While we're on this, another thing for people to be mindful of is a lot of people, let me not say a lot, for people who double registered. So i.e. you registered in 2011, 2015, you couldn't find your card, you forgot, you moved, whatever the reason. Or you heard somebody say that INEC cards expire, your PVCs expire. Mm. So based on that, you now want to register again. It is illegal. You technically should either be fined or be sent to jail.
Wow.
But INEC has said that they're not prosecuting anybody that registered twice. What they will do is they have deleted your second registration. So the only registration in INEC's database is your first one. So if you lived in Abuja in 2015 and that's where you registered, and then you came to Lagos last year and you now registered in Lagos again, INEC has deleted your Lagos registration. So if you want to vote, you need to find your way to Abuja.
Or wait after the elections, you can now do a transfer. Right?
Exactly. So to vote, if you really want to vote, then you go to Abuja to vote. And then after elections, you can then transfer to Lagos.
Great.
So for those people, which is why we keep asking people to check that you're in INEC database, you will not show up in INEC database for Lagos because they've deleted it. So for those who haven't checked, that's why you would go to an INEC office thinking that they should have your card, and they tell you they can't find your card because you don't exist in Lagos, quote unquote.
On the first day, that was last week Friday, when I went to one of the PVC collection centres just around here, Victoria Island 2, that's Karamu College here, just on Bishop Aboyedikwe, I met a gentleman who had a similar situation, who lost his PVC, his first PVC that he got. And then so he reported it to INEC, and, you know, they asked him to register all over again. But then months later, when he moved homes, he now realized that it was somewhere in his house. So he found it. But then he had already done this registration. So but now INEC can't even find any of, you know, the registrations, not even the old one, not even the new one. Even the new one, because they had told him that the old card is invalid. Obviously, maybe they had deleted, you know, that one. When he got to the new ward, which is Victoria Island 2, where we were, Karamu College, they still couldn't find his name on the register. And in cases like that, what exactly do you do?
Unfortunately, if it's not a function of the fact that they couldn't find his card, if he's inside INEC database online, so that's the only place really at this moment that you can check if you're in INEC database is online. So if you can check online, the website is voters.inecnigeria.org. I'm sure Marianne has shared that a number of times. Yes, the website tends to go down. I'm guessing maybe because a lot of traffic is on it. But please try maybe early in the morning or late at night. Maybe you will have less traffic.
Can you call it once again?
Sure. Voters, as in voter plural with an S, dot INECnigeria.org.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. So
if you go there and check, if you are in that database, INEC has an obligation to produce a card for you.
Okay.
So now it's up to you, though. For example, if the card is in Abuja and you cannot go to Abuja, then maybe don't stress about getting the card.
Okay.
But if the card is where you want and you want to vote, you need your card to vote. Listen, read my lips. However, there's nothing you can do. And I'm saying this because in the past, if you didn't have your card, but you were on INEC's database, INEC used to have a thing called incidence forms.
Yeah.
So they'll just fill out a form that you are here, you don't have your card, but you are on the register, so you are voting. This time around, you can be looking at your name and your pretty face on the register like this. If you do not have a card, sorry. So that's why I'm emphasizing that. Sorry.
So this link that you just called now, this site where people can check if they deserve to have a card. You're saying everybody who's registered from 11 years ago have that. Okay.
Yeah. You will be, if you are in that database. The truth of the matter also is that there were challenges with previous registrations where people's data will suddenly just disappear. Like people will not find themselves. Like you would have your slip in your hand, but there'll be nothing in INEC database for you.
Yeah.
So those kind of glitches did happen. Mm. But as long as you are in that database, which means that INEC has verified that you are a voter, they have an obligation to produce a card for you so you can vote.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, we want to go to the phone lines. We have just 3 minutes before we go on our first break this morning. So let's just quickly run to the phone lines. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Please turn off your radio.
Good morning.
Morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. How's everything?
Good. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Isolo, Jack on the Gate for precise. Okay. In Isolo area.
Mm-hmm.
I keep on hearing that go to your ward. If you go to this ward here, nothing like INEC there. There will not be nobody is there. Everywhere is locked. And they'll tell you to go to Ejibo, this, Ejibo, that. For 2 days now, I've been going around the whole place.
Oh, wow.
You go to I don't understand what you mean by ward. Is ward one place in a very whole place, or ward is the ward where you're supposed to go? Because I transferred my car to this ward at Jack on the Gate, but nothing like INEC presence there.
Okay.
So what are you guys saying? Every time I go to war. Tell INEC that is there are a lot of people that are not in the war. No any INEC people in any world.
Okay. All right. He really is pained because I understand if you have to do the whole merry go round and they show for it.
Okay. From what he said, what I think he's saying is that he went to his polling unit. Your polling unit is not your ward.
No. Okay.
So there are give or take about 180,000 polling units across the country. There are only about 9,000 wards.
Yep.
So if people are actually going to their polling units, which is where they would normally vote, there'll be nobody there. And this is not INEC's fault. It's not that INEC people didn't show up. They didn't say they were going to be there. So it seems that people are confusing ward with polling units and they are showing up at their, because your polling unit is closer to you because that's where you vote on election day. Mm-hmm. So it literally is walking distance. Quote unquote.
Yeah.
So if you're listening and you are going to your polling unit, which is where you would show up to vote on election day, INEC is not there and they are not coming there.
Yeah. And I think INEC has been clear on, you know, going to, and the information is on INEC's handles on Twitter and Instagram. There's the BITLY. It's a tiny link right under our INEC's handle. Once you click on their profile, you'd see it on Twitter or on Instagram. Click on it. It would show you, if you're in Etiosa, it would show you the different parts of Etiosa, where the different wards are. Now, you have to see either on your TVC or on your sleep, there's a code to tell what ward you belong to. Like I said, my ward is Victoria Island 2. So I can tell Victoria Island 2 is Koramu College. So you need to find out what your ward is. Go on INEC's handle right now on Twitter, most importantly. Click on that link. It'll open whatever part of Lagos you're in. Just identify your ward and then you know exactly where to go to. Not your polling unit. All right. Let's quickly
go. Thank you to the gentleman for calling. It's helped me make sense because I'm wondering why are people saying they're not at the wards? It now makes sense. So polling units, no, they will not be there.
All right. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we still have Yemi Adamolekun. She is the executive director of Enough is Enough Nigeria. We're talking PVC collection, so keep your questions and comments. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us.
It's What's Up Lagos right here.
Yeah.
Feel good. Go.
So what's up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are broadcasting live from Itimi and Crescent right here in Victoria Island. My name is Mary Anna. Calling for Girl is here with me. And yeah, we know. Okay, we're talking PVC collections this morning. And if you haven't collected your PVC, we're here for you. We're going to be your town crier till you're tired of us. You're now Vix. And just say, let me collect this PVC, so let me rest. Yes, that's what we want. I see Emmy nodding. Yes, we're going to make sure that we torture you till you go and get it. Because you see, it's important. And then, Emmy, I have a conversation I want to have with you. A lot of people just collect these PVCs because they want to use it as something. It means of ID.
I'm telling
you. That gets to me. Why? Why go through all that trouble?
Some people's number one reason why they want to get this thing, not because they want to vote.
no, don't worry, let her just have it. You know, like this person has woken up now and wants to register. It's nothing for him. But this one's going to collect it for IDs, okay. So even if it's the day before elections that they suddenly receive lights that they want to vote, they will have it. So it's okay. Exactly. I don't worry about those.
Okay. So we have a lot of questions. Let's get to them. And hopefully you're able to assist all of these people because the questions are many. So let's start with the first one.
All right. This person says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? My name is Hilary from Suleri. Please kindly educate me on this. My friend and I registered on the same day at the same registration center. We both went there on Monday. He was given his own and I was told that mine is not ready, that I should come back later in the month. Is there a problem with that?
Well, it seems odd, but I don't know. It's technology process. It might just have fallen through. Something might have happened. So don't worry. As long as you are, again, I keep saying this, as long as you've checked and you are on INEX data, what would be a problem is if you go to INEX database online and you are not there, then one would wonder what happened. But if you, as long as you're in INEX database online, they owe you a card. So don't worry too much about it.
Maybe your name is with A, his is with a Z. So
something like that.
Process, maybe. Okay, let's take the next
one. This one says, good morning. I have my PVC since 2011. Is it still valid? Patrick from Akute.
Very valid. And to make yourself feel better, or if you want to be sure, go to voters.inecnigeria.org. You should see yourself there. And as long as you're there, you can vote.
Yeah. You can vote. All right, next question.
Now, this person says, I did my transfer from Apapa local government to Ekpetedo local government. I went to collect my PVC at the INEC office, Yaba. I was told it wasn't available. That's about 3 weeks ago. They filled a form that the PVC will be available in 2 weeks. Last Saturday, I went to the ward to try and I was told it's still under processing. Can INEC tell us where these PVC, when these PVCs will be available?
He says he's tired.
well tired. You're right. I mean, as Marianne had said earlier in the morning, earlier when we started, it would be ideal for INEC to be able to send messages and let people know. Unfortunately, they haven't done that. So again, I'll suggest you go closer to the end of the process, because by then they should at least have stopped printing cards. But again, we will hold their feet to the fire. They've promised that everybody will get a card and we'll make sure they'll deliver on it to the best of our ability.
Okay, someone says, Madam Yemi, please, for those whose pictures and names are not clear on the PVC, can such cards be reprinted? John Ishogunle Lagos wants to know.
They can be, but you needed to have applied for it during the registration process. So if your card is like that now, it should still be fine because there's a chip in the card itself. So even though you can't read what is on it, but as long as the card, you didn't sit on it and break it, then that one is the one that's a problem because they can't read the data. But as long as they can read the data on it, you're fine.
Ah, good. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's take some calls. We're still talking PVC collection. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. We're also on Twitter. You can use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. We're talking PVC collections, concerns, comments. And we're live, facebook.com/NigeriaInfo99.3. And we are also on YouTube, NigeriaInfo99.3. And we would love to hear from you. But back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Cheers, good morning. Life. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
This is Felix. Okay.
All right, Felix, go ahead.
This is the issue of a thing. I think all these things are scam. Because I can still remember when I was in, was it not GS2? There's this woman in our area that they do pack us from Lagos State to Ogun State for us to go and register PVC. And then we have to deny our age, name for us to. Even in that year, I thought I can.
Felix, are you still there?
I collected two PVC in a year with different names. So I don't believe all this PVC is really real. I think our politicians and the government in power, they really know some things about all these PVCs.
Felix, I want you to stay on the line. Did you say, when were you in secondary school? Because I want to be sure the dates now.
I was in GS2 that year. I can still remember.
What
the woman
year?
In here. That was 2009.
Really? The registration for PVCs were in 2011, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it in 2011?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, how were you able to register and get a TVC in 2009?
There's a woman in our area that took us there for us to go and register.
tell us what to do when we get there so that we'll use the PVC and vote when it comes to voting time.
So did you vote?
Oh, he's gone. You see, it's okay to have these conversations or come on air and say stuff, but I wanted to be able to understand the date because you said it was in GSS 2 and that was in 2009, but we all registered. I remember I was a civil servant at the time when I registered for my PVC and that was in 2011. So, sir, please don't be giving us this kind of information here. Thank you and God bless. As much as we know, we have concerns about, you know, INEC's loyalty to the people. People have criticized INEC and some of the positions they've taken. Does not necessarily allow room for us to make some of these spurious allegations. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, yes. Yeah, my name is Oscar.
Oscar, please turn off your radio. Walk away from it. Yes, this is Nigeria Info.
All right, my name is Oscar. I'm calling from Osoja's business port at Igbeleri, Iba Town.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, yeah. My issue into the taking and that Nigeria Info now is that now we are talking about the PVC.
Mm-hmm.
But now I want to talk about the PVC harvest. What is going on? Is that a sign of Ringi? Because why the PVC harvest is going on is that means definitely sometimes time to come they will tell us the divas is not working just the same way we've experienced in the past with the same time with Jonathan. That people, the same thing, Jonathan is the number one president, the Sunday could deny him. That means the same experience we have, the case is not taken. Our problem is not what we want as a Nigeria. We know what we want. I'm sorry to say what we want is Labour.
Okay, no, we're not campaigning for anybody. We're talking PVC collections here. Whoever you want to vote for, that's your business.
Your problem.
But
it's a good thing, you know.
Yeah, I mean, this is a very interesting conversation because a lot of people have complained. I listened to the Morning Crossfire this morning and people talked about harvesting their data. A particular young man called in and said his dad was harvesting data for, you know, a certain political party. He went on a holiday and his dad took his PVC and he had this, you know, exercise book or something where he was taking information from people's PVCs. And this is raising a serious concern for many voters. Would you care to address it?
See, politicians have, I believe, have been very deliberate about raising doubts and suspicion about the process. If it's not today, according to the INEC calendar, either sometime this week, INEC will formally present the voters register to every political party. It would have your name. It would have your VIN number. It would have what other data? Yeah, your name, your VIN number, and maybe your, I can believe your picture as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to get this data from INEC officially. Meanwhile, they're going around taking people's voters card, copying VIN, copying this, copying that. And the question is, what do you plan to do with it? You're actually going to get it officially. So because they're doing it sort of secretly, everybody is wondering and they're suspicious about what a politician harvesting data, as he calls it. There's nothing they can do with your data. The only thing a politician can do at the moment is collect your PVC from you under whatever guise. They're collecting it for safekeeping. They pay you money for it, whatever it is. As long as they have their PVC with them, you cannot control if they give it back to you by election day.
Uh-huh.
And without that PVC on election day, you cannot vote. So what some politicians are doing very clearly is they're going to areas where they think they might not be popular or people might turn on them eventually, or whatever the reason is. And they're literally giving people money for their cards. And once they have your card, you can't vote.
I think just
so that's one thing.
I think that just about answers Etim's input on our WhatsApp because it says Nigeria Info, people are just going about in Igbe, Lara, Ikorodu collecting people's PVC details. I witnessed this less than an hour ago today.
Yeah. It's meaningless, really. But it's making people, because we see it a lot on Twitter. People are complaining about it, asking questions. If you copied down my VIN, what does that mean? If you took a picture of my card, what does that mean? There's nothing they can do with it. Because literally, INEC is going to give them, if you guys don't forget, last year, when people could go to their polling units and people were noticing underage voters and all of that, they pasted the voters register on the wall. So there's nothing secret about it. So all this one that they're collecting your data, I'm not quite understanding. Unless maybe when they get to the polling unit, they'll be checking off. Maybe it's for those who are going to be doing vote buying. They already have. So they'll be checking off. Okay, we paid this one. We paid this one. Unless it's for that kind of reason.
Okay. Mm.
But it's certainly not anything they can do with INEC.
Interesting. Well, let's take a few more calls. We have about 10 minutes on the clock. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, my name is Omawumi.
Omawumi, please, can you walk away from your radio or turn it off, please?
Yes, I've walked away, very away.
Go ahead.
Please, I went to Abeokuta spending 6,000 naira from Lagos to Abeokuta going to come. My PCV was not there.
Wow.
And I was told I should go to Ajumon High School. I went there. My PVC is not there. I spent about 2,000 going three times. Wow. I spent about 9,000 naira on transport. I have their data on my hand. When they type from their phone, my name come up. But my PVC is not around. 10,000 naira going up and down looking for my PVC. Leo, Nibao, I will place it everywhere all over Nigeria. I will place it. The Wahala I have done. Now they took my data. And they wrote my name that they will call me. If they don't call me, I will shout to America Embassy. I will shout. I will go around all over the world.
Okay.
Even after the election, I will shout all over Nigeria. Let them give me my 10,000 naira for making my Wahala.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much for calling.
The lady that just spoke. I'm glad you said that. At least they showed you that you are in their database. They just don't have your card, right? So all we're trying to solve now is the fact that they should print a card for you. And I'll reiterate this. INEC owes everybody a card. And EIE is committing to working with everybody to ensure that you get your card as much as we can. So please, I would encourage you, put in our portal rsvp.ng/complain. Just say you spoke on Nigeria Info and they can't find your card. And we will track it. So that I would love to be able to come back and have you on air saying, I have got my card, rather than you shouting to the American Embassy after elections. We need to get you a card.
Okay. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Babaji. I'm calling from Badagry area this morning.
All right, go ahead, please.
I greet your guest there. I believe, madam, INEC official, I don't know really. But I listened to your program this morning, and many people called in, even tech experts. I don't know what gives the confidence that INEC, people working, your staff, don't you think some people can bribe your staff? Because INEC is a body, but there are some bad eggs among. What about if they upload, like the number they are collecting from this PVC, a situation whereby they clone it and another person voted with it? I'm not saying that it's coming from INEC body. What about some people walking there and at the end of the day, you carry down your card, it becomes empty. You wanted to vote, you say they voted for this card. What do you do? That is what I'm trying to say because, like what Fela said, he said, uniform, na cloth, na man swam. All the technology, people put it there. So there are people that can be able, politicians, you know, give money, and at the end of the day, they will do something funny. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. So, cloning of cards.
Wow.
I think it's valid. Yeah, it's valid. But the beavers still have to identify you as the card user.
Exactly. That's all I was going to say. So they can clone your details and produce a card, but your fingerprints are not on it. And then there's your face as a picture. And also the law makes it very clear, which is also an improvement from previous elections, from the Electoral Act last year. The law has made it very clear that you need to be authenticated electronically, i.e. either by your fingerprints or by facial recognition.
Yeah.
So if someone, even if they have your name, your dates, and they create a card with all of that, they don't have your fingerprints nor your face. So...
Yeah, so that answers it. We have messages on Facebook. I want to quickly read them. Basil Onyejaku says, well, I guess he's answering somebody. But Eze Chibike says, people in K2 should go to Ikosi High School, Ikosi Road. He says he collected his PVC there on Monday. Colby says, I accompanied my wife to pick up her PVC at Iba Access LA Primary School on Sunday. The body language of the officials there is not encouraging, as they were not giving people their cards. For 2 days, she went there and they told her her card was not found. I had to contact the INEC commissioner, who instructed them to bring out my wife's card. Some cards they told her, or same card, I mean, I beg your pardon, they told her on Monday was not found. They're doing these things deliberately.
That's a very interesting one, especially the caveat you put at the end, that the person were instructed to bring out the card.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Now, since you contacted the INEC commissioner and they instructed them to bring out the card, then I would certainly say that INEC has a duty to inspect what is going on at that particular location. Could you repeat the location? I'll take it from you offline, and then so I can write down the details. But that is very interesting.
Okay.
If cards exist and INEC officials are saying that they don't. And why I'm saying this is that we need to, one of the things that INEC keeps saying is that there are a lot of complaints, but quite a number of the complaints are general.
Yeah.
There was people who say that we hear that they said that. So because we now have a specific location with a specific incident wherein someone had to call to instruct an INEC official to bring out cards, it'll be interesting to see what INEC does. Because if their staff are deliberately doing that, and we need to ensure that they've taken action. What is the reason why the card was not available on Monday, but it's suddenly available when they got a call?
Yeah, because I mean, it's a cause for concern. If somebody's saying, I had to call somebody, and I mean, not all of us have the INEC commissioner's contact. So what do we do at that point? Adewale Jolaso here says, I applied for a replacement of my PVC because the old one is bad, and because I changed my residence. My new place is somewhere in Chukuku, Kuje FCT. Where do I pick my PVC? Adewale, I think that you need to go online.
You need to go to Abuja. No, you need to go to Abuja. Because you transferred it to Abuja, FCT, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you transferred it to where you plan to vote. Your card will be where you plan to vote,
exactly,
which will be Abuja.
In Kuje, yeah.
But Marianne actually had a really good point, though. Verify from voters.inecnigeria.org, so you can actually see yourself that this is where you are assigned to vote.
Yeah, for those who are asking, because I see a lot of the same questions here on Facebook. So click UTIS, Desmond Emmanuel. Just go to voters.inecnigeria.org. I'll take it again. Voters.inecnigeria.org. Just go there and find out, because all of your information will be there. If your information is not there, then we have a problem. Then you're not registered to vote. But if you find your information there, then you can find your information about your ward and, of course, your polling unit. Well, we have just about 5 more minutes on the clock, so let's see if we can take 1 or 2 more calls. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
My name is Chinera from First Start. My only problem with my PVC is that I was referred as female than instead of male. Is there any problem if I go to vote?
Yeah, well, you can't, because that would amount to impersonation.
Your picture shows clearly you're a man, right?
You said?
The picture.
You don't have braids or long hair in your picture, do you?
Okay. Thank you.
Can you hear me? Don't go anywhere. Wait first. The picture on your PVC, is it your face that is there? Is it clear?
Yes. Everything is there, both my baptism date and everything.
So, but it shows that you're a man in the passport, not a woman. You don't have hair, no weaving, nothing.
No.
Okay.
I feel like I was in the old gender female.
It's
fine. It will be obvious that they made the mistake, because they're looking at the photo and they said you're a woman, so don't worry.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling. We'll take another call quickly. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Moses.
Moses, go ahead, please.
I'm your first time caller.
Oh, your first time caller. Oh, great. Thank you for joining us. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I also report my own PVC case.
I have registered my PVC, and I have all the information regarding my both my VIN number and the rest. But I went to Suruleri, local government area, to ask for my PVC. Written down there, they were telling me that they can't find my card. But I have all the information that I printed online, that that every process has been completed. But still, I can't lay hand on my PVC. So it is really giving me concern, and I want to vote.
Okay.
So I don't know what
to do. Did they give you a form to fill?
Did they give you a form to fill?
No. The one I printed online, I took it there.
Okay.
And they searched on my PVC. They say,
no, I know, but after they said they couldn't find it, I know. After they said they couldn't find it, what did they do? The process is they're supposed to give you a form to fill to indicate that someone who is in their database does not have a card, so they can reprint your card. So did they give you a form to fill? Like it's called an incident form.
Yes.
Okay, so that's it now. So they've gotten down your details that they don't have your card. And what that form does is that it instructs, they send it to headquarters to reprint your card.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think so. Go closer to the end of the voter of the PVC pickup exercise, and your card should be there.
Thank you very much. I'm sure that you got something. Before we wrap up, because we're almost out of time, quickly. So there is a way that people can come through EIE to get to INEC, because you said you started that platform so that, because a lot of people were not getting responses from INEC, and we know that INEC has its hands full right now. What's that platform again, and how do we get on it?
So quickly, let me just do it this way. Verify that you're in INEC's database. If you are, we can't find your card, we can't find your card. voters.inecnigeria.org.
Okay.
If you are there and they say they can't find your card, they'll give you an incident form to fill, so they can reproduce your card. If you're still having challenges, please go to our website, rsvp.ng/complaints, and fill in there, and we will follow up with you. You either get a call from one of my team members or get an email, and we'll try to solve the problem.
Okay. And for those of you who want to get access to your information, don't forget, you can go to the website, okay, voters.inecnigeria.org. That's voters.inecnigeria.org. All the information you need on your ward, your polling unit, everything is right there. So that way, you know where to vote, you know where to pick up your PVC, and all these complaints must have been reduced to a certain limit. But Yemi, always a pleasure to have you on the show. We will be back again next week, Wednesday, shouting and talking about the same thing until we irritate people to go and get their PVCs. Yeah. And for those who do not know, Yemi is the executive director of Enough is Enough Nigeria. And you guys are doing a great work. Keep up the good work. We know that you don't sleep even after the elections. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye. Thank you so much. And that's it, Lagos. We will go on a quick break to bring you the news at the top of the hour. But before we do that, I will be saying my goodbyes. Not now. When we come back.